You're listening to the Happy Workaholic Podcast. I'm your host, Kellyanne Gorman. This show was once about business, LinkedIn, and my life with an autoimmune disease. And then one day I found out I was misdiagnosed, so I had to switch things up a bit. Life is so short, and when you're given a second chance, you better believe I'm going to take it, celebrate it, and share it with you. I'm on a mission to help women take their business and life to that next level they deserve to be at. This show is intended to elevate your mind, upgrade your business, enhance your life, and become part of a positive and uplifting community. Inspiration, motivation, and determination are what got me to where I am today, and I cannot wait to share these amazing stories of other female entrepreneurs who will be featured on the show. If you have a story or brand you want to share, send me a message on Facebook and Instagram today. You can find me at The Happy Workaholic. I would love to connect with you. Do you want a live chat during this episode? Make sure you're listening on iHeartRadio. I'm here to remind you to work hard, stay humble, follow your dreams, and never, ever give up. Thanks for taking the time to subscribe to The Happy Workaholic Podcast. And now let's get into today's show. Today's episode is brought to you by Your Podcast Production. Have you been wanting to launch your own podcast but not sure where to begin? Is time the only thing holding you back? Maybe you're already recording but need somebody to guide you through the production process. Do you have a message that needs to be heard? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then I have just the program for you. Your Podcast Production designs, coaches, produces, and aligns you and your brand to have a successful, enjoyable, and profitable podcast. After launching my own show, I had so many women reach out to me and ask me how I did it. So what did I do? I created something I wish existed. There are many ways to create and launch a podcast, and you want to make sure you do it right from the very beginning. I believe that keeping it simple, organized, and original is the most effective and efficient way to go. Are you ready to start the process? Are you ready to learn more? Visit yourpodcastproduction.com today. Are you someone who enjoys a schedule? Are you obsessed with that new planner of yours? Do you love the feeling at the end of the day when your to-do list is checked off? Maybe you're ready to get super focused in your home and work life. Well, my friends, I have just the gift for you. I've created some business, mindset, and organizational tools that are available for you today. Simply visit thehappyworkaholic.com and sign up to receive my weekly newsletter. Once you confirm your email, those tools are sent your way, as well as a link for you to join my exclusive Facebook group, The Happy Workaholic Network. This is a community for women who want it all and deserve it all. It's a place for you to meet others just like you to share what you have going on in your everyday life. New business, new baby, new recipes, new workouts, and so much more. It's all allowed because, as I always say, sharing is caring. The Happy Workaholic Network is also the home for the conversations to continue after each episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. If this sounds like something that you want to become a part of, then join us today. I cannot wait to see you in the group. And don't forget to tag me on Facebook and Instagram at The Happy Workaholic when using your tool so I can share your work on my stories. Hello, hello, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Happy Workaholic Podcast. As you heard and maybe have seen, this show just did a complete rebrand. And as you heard in the beginning intro, there was a reason for it. And I'm really excited, but more than it being excited, I'm extremely grateful. I'm grateful to have a second chance at life. I'm grateful for my audience. I'm grateful for having this platform that I can share what's going on in my life so that I can help others. And I think it's really important to share your story, and I've said that so many times, but I just needed a couple weeks off. I just needed to take it all in. And the first couple of weeks I found out I was misdiagnosed, I was kind of still a little bit in denial, and then I went and jumped in to immediately looking for attorneys. And if you are one barred in Nevada, I would love to talk to you because I've already called 32 firms who cannot take my case because of conflict of interest, because I have so many doctors involved, So feel free to send me a message today if you're listening. But I immediately jumped into that because this case is very time sensitive and I just haven't found the lucky firm. So there's that. But I needed to really just take a break and figure out my life. It's, I have the mentality and I've always been like this to just like up and go. And I think that is because of all of the careers I've had. And I was in I was traveling for years and I had to be ready like within 5 minutes and packed and like on flights, like literally in under an hour. And, I had to clear customs and like, I mean, if you know my background, I've worked on over 60 cruise ships and yachts. Like, it's just insane. And being in the luxury travel market, you just really need to be on your toes. And I feel like I've just brought that mentality into my personal life, good and bad. It's a good and bad thing. I'm always on my toes when it comes to things, but I'm just ready to go to the next thing. And I saw my therapist and it was only for 30 minutes, which is clearly not enough time for me right now. But I gave her the news that I was misdiagnosed and she actually like cried more than me. And I think of it sometimes as a business, which is really a bad thing to do. So I'm trying to, you know, heal my mind, heal my body, heal my business, and just kind of reset everything. And that's really hard. And I didn't think it was going to be hard because I like to jump right into things. And I jumped right into looking for attorneys. I jumped right into finally getting all my stuff from Vegas. I jumped right into, you know, like obviously journaling and my meditation and trying to heal myself that way. But like, I just needed a break. And I couldn't focus on any of my own personal branding, my own personal messaging and work. I couldn't focus on this podcast because I didn't know what the hell was going to happen with it, like where I wanted to go, what I wanted to talk about. And I just needed a break. So my advice to you right now is that if you're going through something and you have a mentality like me where you're just like, go, 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 you need to stop and just listen to your body. And I know that's really hard and it's so annoying to hear, but you need to just stop. You need to stop everything. You need to just take a break. And for me, going to the beach and hearing the ocean, you know, the waves crash, getting the fresh air, getting some vitamin D. I know it's freezing in most parts of the country right now, but there's some lights that you can get, some salt lamps that you can put in your room to kind of activate that sense for you. But just looking at, like, feeling the warmth of the sun, even from indoor, or feeling the fresh air, even if it is cold, it really helps stimulate your brain. But it really just wakens your body up. And you can do that with food as well. And I needed a break. I didn't know what I was going to do. I've been trying to find jobs at a hospital because in my gut, I know that I need to help other patients. And that's really hard because I don't have the background for that. But you better believe I'm going to get that job because I know that I'm going to. So the last couple of weeks, like I said, I've taken a little break. I had to really figure out where I wanted this show to go and how I wanted to continue talking about certain things. So finally, after weeks of writing and writing and writing and recording and recording, I finally have put the show together. And I wanted this show to be, you know, where it was and to pick off where it was, but I wanted to kind of take it to another level because now I have the opportunity to do so, right? I'm not afraid of anything. I never was really, I don't have fear, but I was afraid of, you know, becoming paralyzed within the snap of a finger or becoming blind and then needing somebody to help me like full time live my life like immediately. Like those things are pretty scary. But what I wanted to do was just take this show to a whole nother level now because I am obsessed with podcasting. As you know, I'm coaching other clients and producing shows because I love it that much. I love what it can do for you as a person. I love what it can do for you and your brand. And I think that sharing your story and the message that you have to share is just so important, especially the world that we live in now. And podcasting is an allows you the opportunity to do so. So I just think it's really important to share your story no matter where you are, whether you have a podcast, whether you're on a Facebook Live, whether you have a YouTube channel. But I'm going to get into that a little bit more. But I wanted this show to, you know, really help with your mind, your body, and your business, because that's what I know best right now. So that's how I can help others. That's how I can help you listening. That's how I can, you know, incorporate the best sponsors that can also help you with these things. So I really wanted the show to do a couple of things: elevate your mind, upgrade your business, enhance your life, and also have you become a part of a positive and uplifting community. And that would be the Happy Workaholic Network Facebook group, which is the group that I opened probably about a month ago. And that's where the after show is going to be. That's where I'm going to be doing Facebook Lives with my guest that I have on for the I Chose This Life series. That is on my Wednesday shows. My solo shows will still be Friday. And that's what I want this show to be about now. I'm interviewing a lot of female entrepreneurs and they will be sharing their stories. I want this show to be inspirational. I want it to motivate you to do certain things in your life that you're afraid to do. And I want it to, you know, reiterate the fact that if you're determined, you can do anything. If you write something down and you want it done by the end of the day, make it happen. Don't cross it off and put it on your to-do list the next day. Maybe, well, depending on the circumstance, maybe you might have to. But if you can help it, you just need to take advantage of the 24 hours that you have every single day and make the most of it. And so this show is definitely, going to, you know, be upgraded, and it just started now. So I'm super pumped to share so much more with you guys. And I wanted to share a little story about mental health. I know everybody's talking about mental health, and I want to share my story. I know I've shared it with you a couple times, but I'm going to make this one short and sweet. So I have struggled, excuse me. It's clearly time for more iced coffee. I've struggled with anxiety and depression for years. Anxiety, probably 10 years. In the beginning, it was from my thyroid medicine. I was getting anxiety from it. And then I entered into the world of traveling and, you know, really high profile jobs, and it just gave me anxiety. But it wasn't until I got sick that all the drugs gave me more anxiety and depression. And obviously I was depressed because of everything that was going on with my health. But it's from medications that made me feel worse. And a couple months ago, I took myself off 12 prescription medications. That was including all of the Xanax, all of the anxiety and depression medication. I am on nothing, not one pill. With the exception of the Xanax I took before my surgery a couple weeks ago, I haven't had anything. So to stop really drastically, I did wean myself off for a couple weeks instead of months, which probably wasn't the smartest, but I just like wanted to get this stuff out of my system. And it does take a really long time. And that's why I started doing celery juice. And if you want more information on that, look up the medical medium, but it really helps release the toxins from your liver, especially when you've been, you know, popping pills like prescription medication. And so I'm getting back on the celery juice train, and I had it yesterday morning, and I'm trying to do water before coffee, then my celery juice, then I have my coffee, then I have my fresh juice or my protein shake, and I'm trying to like heal everything right now. I'm in the healing process, and it's kind of frustrating because I just have to like take it slow and just like realize like what my mind and my body has been through the last 3 years of my life. And so that's why I wanted to talk about a couple things today with you. And as I mentioned earlier, sharing your story is so important. So if I can help any of you out there that are listening, I would just feel so great, because I feel like everybody has to share their story, because one, it's going to make you feel better talking about it, and two, you're able to help others that are going through something. So back to my anxiety and depression. So I haven't taken any medication, and so the last couple of weeks, I kind of felt myself, anxiety I'll get like every couple of days if I'm like stressed out, I'm like running around doing like a bunch of stuff. The depression, however, will just come out of nowhere. And it just came back last week, like hard. And it was so like, it was a very different experience because I wasn't on medication to control it. So it just like came out of nowhere. So the first thing I wanted to do was like eat shitty food and just sleep all day. And just, you don't care about anything. And that's not my personality. That's not how I am. If I told, you know, people that maybe don't know that I suffer from anxiety and depression, if I told them, they probably wouldn't believe it. And that's common with a lot of people that have an outgoing personality and like you can, you know, you're really good at hiding it. They would say, oh my God, I can't believe like she was so depressed. Like that's not like her, but you can't help it. Mental health is just so important to talk about, especially now. And that's why I'm sharing my story with you today. So I just started feeling like super depressed. Like I have so much on my mind. Yes, I'm seeing a therapist, but it's not every week because she's so busy. So I have to look for another one. And clearly that tells you something. And I just started feeling like I was going back into this like deep hole, and I refused to take any more prescription medication right now. Maybe down the road I might need something, but right now I've been on enough. I mean, thousands and thousands of pills in my system just over the last 3 years alone, let alone before that. So I'm trying really hard to just heal. That's like my word of the month, like word of the season is heal. And it's really hard to slow down and heal, but I'm trying so hard. So I wanted to share with you a couple of things that I've been doing that have helped me kind of get back out into the light of things and out of the darkness. So first thing in the morning, I do my meditation. Then I make sure I put on one of my Spotify music playlists. This morning, I was listening to, I think it's called Wake Up Happy. And I just like to, I'm very motivated by music. And I just like to hear music right when I wake up. So I have that going. I make my iced coffee. And like I said, I have my water before my coffee because, you know, our bodies are living beings, and we need to nurture them like a plant. So I've been reading all this research on how you should always have water before coffee. So I'm doing that. And then I have all my liquids, and then I prep my meals like usually once or twice a week. And that makes me happy. And then putting brand new work projects together make me really happy. But then out of the blue, something will happen and it will trigger me and I'll just feel so sad, or it will remind me of something that I just went through over the last 3 years. And then it makes me so angry and then I get sad. So I then have to journal it out or talk to a friend or record a podcast. So I'm doing all of those things, and it does make you feel better. And then obviously, if you need to see a doctor and a therapist, I would highly recommend it, because that helps me too. Although our 30 minutes is clearly not enough time. I need to look for some 60-minute sessions. And I talk really fast. It's just not enough time. But those are things that I do to help get myself back into the light of things, into the light of life that I'm able to have, and out of that like deep, dark depression that just like literally comes out of nowhere. And then I start getting like super OCD about things, and that like just is another trigger. And I've always been a neat freak. I've always been super organized and clean, but like it comes like full force when I'm depressed. And I know I've been through a lot, but I also need to get out of it. So I'm just trying to you know, do the things that I know will make me feel good. I go for walks. I've been going to the bay, to the ocean, and that really helps heal me. And sometimes I just start crying and I'm just like at the beach, I can't stop crying. So clearly it's working. Sometimes I take CBD gummies, and I had recently gone to a dispensary and they just weren't strong enough. So I think maybe I just need to get some new CBD oil because that is stronger and it helps with anxiety. And I'm not quite sure with the depression if it would help for me. I haven't really taken it that much to figure that out, but I'm assuming yes, because CBD is so good for you. So those are the things that I'm doing to just keep myself on track, keep myself in check. I have, you know, my mind, body, and my business and motivating tools I use in the morning that you just heard about. And, you know, I write everything down. Writing for me is like really therapeutic. And having a journal, I just finally got all of my things from Vegas and I have probably like 25 different journals. I'm like, oh my God, I have so many notebooks and journals. And I don't even want to look in them because it's just going to bring back like bad memories, but I have them. And I've just always loved to write and it's just like so therapeutic. So if you need journal prompts, like if you're feeling stuck and you need to like journal it out and you're just like stuck, like you just can't get it on paper. There's so many free journal prompts. Just type it in the search bar in Pinterest and you could definitely find one there that is definitely going to trigger what you should be talking about and really help get out like what you need to share. Not to anybody specifically, but to the paper in your notebook. So I wanted to just share with you that when you're going through something, it can be a divorce, it can be losing a family member, it can be, you know, getting misdiagnosed like myself or something like really painful, that you take the time just like to be you, just to figure things out, just to breathe, just to slow down. And those are the things I'm still doing right now. I've been kind of silent on social media because I didn't even have anything to say. Like I'm just like stuck. Yes, I have promos happening with my business, but like that's all I can say is there's a promo. I don't have anything left to share. Nothing inspirational, nothing that's going to motivate you and excite you. So I just don't say anything. And I can still work. It's just like that creative flow was like missing. And I have it back now, thank God. But I couldn't like write anything. I couldn't like create a thing. I think because I got back into this little deep dark depression hole and I really just needed to heal. So that's like the focus, like I said, for myself right now is to heal. And that's what you need to do too if you are going through something horrific that just happened in your life or something that really like flipped a switch and like flipped your life upside down. Or maybe you're just having like awful, awful weeks at work and you're dealing with like nasty coworkers or you're dealing with nasty friendships that are happening. Whatever the case may be, you need to step away, talk to somebody that you trust, whether it's a friend or a therapist, journal it out. I promise you it's going to help. And then just meditate. I do hypnosis at night. Last night I did it. I woke up, I felt so much better this morning because a couple nights before I've been falling asleep to my new Netflix series that I've been watching. And I really need to get back into that routine because I wake up feeling so much better. And sometimes I'm asleep like within 2 minutes. It's insane. I'm just so exhausted. Like our minds are going a mile a minute every single day. So you need to take the time to just be. And I don't really do that because I have so much I want to do right now because I'm like so thrilled that I can do it now. But I still need to take the time to like breathe and slow the F down. And everything doesn't have to be done right away. Like this podcast, like I feel so guilty when I'm not, you know, you guys are expecting a show and I don't deliver and that's awful. But sometimes you just have to be, and sometimes you just have to like stop everything in your life and just breathe. And that's what I've been doing. And so I want to thank you so much for being so patient with my shows being so irregular, because that drives me nuts. I hate inconsistency, like absolutely hate it. And I've been doing that for weeks now, and it's driving me bananas. So this is the week I'm getting back on track, I promise. I'm going to have some amazing interviews coming to you guys for the I Chose This Life series, which you can listen to every Wednesday. My solo shows will be every Friday. This is a special edition. I just had to come and share with you guys what's going on, where I've been, the exciting things that are happening with this show. And also, I want to talk to you about a little bit more about your mind, your body, and your business. So I touched on briefly about, you know, getting fresh air and sunshine and doing some meditations. That's great for your mind. Cold showers, those work. As far as your body, you need to, depending on how you eat and how you want to eat, I feel like meal prepping is the way to go. Like I'm literally a meal prepping machine. I am like obsessed with it. I used to do it for work. I do it because it's therapeutic for me being in the kitchen. I'm obsessed with making new recipes. I have a bunch on my Instagram. If you haven't seen them, you can see them on my highlights. I do detox soups. I'm just trying to heal. Like I said, heal, heal, heal. That's all I'm trying to do. If I need Cheetos like today or tomorrow, like I'm going to have the little bag of Cheetos. So that's my treat. Like if I want fast food, I get the kiddie meal. So I did that at Chick-fil-A a couple weeks ago. And I'm like, if I'm going to do this, like I'm eating the portion that I should be eating. So I had the children's portion, which is in reality what adults should be eating, like the size, because if it doesn't fit on a little plate, then it's too much, right? So I'm just trying to be mindful about my eating. This is what my therapist is telling me. This is how I'm going to lose the 80 pounds I've gained from being sick and stress and drugs and all that fun stuff. I need to get rid of this extra weight because I'm at an unhealthy weight and it's not good for me or anybody else around me. So that's just my two cents and that's how I feel. And I really need to get back into my routine. I feel like routines are so, some people can, you know, take on the world without a routine. I am not that way. I need to be extremely scheduled and have a routine every single day. If I don't do certain things on a certain day, like especially with business, it drives me nuts. Like Monday through Friday, I have certain things I do with my business and they need to happen. And in my life, like I mentioned a bunch of times earlier, like as soon as I wake up, I do my meditation, I put my music on, I go in the kitchen, I make my juice, my water, my coffee, like all these things. Like I have to do that and I have to be in my element. Otherwise, I'm like thrown for a loop. And like when I travel, like I bring my things with me. And so I feel like if you are scheduled, if you are on a routine of some kind, it really helps with the flow of your day. And that's just me. But I wanted to share that as well. So for your body, you know, you definitely need to eat what's good for you. Eat smaller portions if you need to have a cheat day. One of my clients actually just made those medical medium Rice Krispie treats. And she said the ingredients were super expensive, but they were amazing. So I really feel like I need to indulge. I think it was just cashew organic, raw cashew butter, honey organic, obviously, and then the organic Rice Krispies. And they're Rice Krispie treats, and you don't even cook them. You just put them in the fridge. And apparently they're amazing. And so I think they're in the medical medium cookbook. But I feel like I need to treat myself and have that sometime soon. St. Patrick's Day is coming up. I'm definitely making an Irish soda bread, and that is so incredibly fattening, full of carbs and cream. But I can always freeze half of it or give the other half away. Excuse me. I don't know why I'm coughing so hard today. And that's just something I do every year. That's tradition. That's routine. And so I just wanted to share with you that those things really help, especially when I'm fighting depression, especially when I feel something's creeping up I'm stressed out. I need to get back on the happy train. Routine works so well for me. So if that's something that maybe you haven't been trying and you're feeling a little bit sad or depressed, like maybe try those things out. Maybe they'll help you and let me know. And I feel like taking a break and just kind of escaping or just taking a break from social media, a little detox, that always helps. It's hard when you have a business online, when you just disappear. And sometimes it's good because people wonder where you are and then they are like so excited when you come back. But as far as consistency goes, it's really hard to do things like that because you lose followers and you lose momentum. And then it's like you have to start over. Not always, but most of the time, I would say, like 75% of the time, it's really hard. But you know what is even harder is coming back to life when, you know, it's hard just to live every day with like all of our struggles and everything we go through day to day. That's much harder when you can't get back into that routine. So taking a little break from social media is not going to kill you. And I know a bunch of people that do it and they all have businesses online. And you know what? I just have to stop and just breathe and heal. And that's my priority. But my next priority is now to get my ass back online and to share it with all of you. Share it on my social media. Share it on my podcast, obviously, you're listening to. And share what I know and what I do best with everybody else because I just want to help people. I want to help people with their mind, their body, and their business. So if you need recipes, you can find them on my Instagram. I think they're on my Pinterest too, but mostly Instagram. If you need new meditations or if you need new happy music, I'm always sharing that on my Instagram stories. As far as business, just go to thehappyworkaholic.com. You can find everything there. And I just want to help anyone that's listening. If you're going through some shitty times, it's going to get better. I promise you. I never thought I would be... Why do I always cry when I talk about this? Clearly, I need to still heal. I never thought I'd be where I am today. I'm extremely lucky. I have the best circle of friends in the entire universe. Online and in real life friends. And it just goes to show you like there are so many people out there that just want to be your friend, that want to be in your circle, that really give a shit, that just want to help, you know, elevate you. And that's so important in this world today. It's so important in life to find those people. And everybody always talks about like, find your tribe. You need to find your fucking people. And if they don't get what you're going through and you can't stop and talk to them and they can't comprehend, then you need new people. And that's basically it. Giving it to you raw and real right now. Because you can't survive in this world without people in your circle that truly understand who you are, that truly get like why you do what you do. And you need to find those people. I know a lot of family members out there, like I hear from my clients, they're not supportive of what they do for work. And that's okay. Doesn't mean you need to stop. You do it anyway. If you have something, Mel Robbins says it all the time, do it anyway. You just have to do it. And if you have something that you want to get done and you don't have the money to do it, then you save up or you pay in payment plans or you just keep it on your vision board and make that shit happen when you're ready. You have enough time. You know, life is short. I always say that. But there's enough time in one day, 24 hours, to make little baby steps towards that goal. If you're trying to lose weight, then you have to do baby steps every day. You have to work out. You have to eat better. Like, that's what I'm trying to do right now. Have I been, like, 100% with that lately? Not really, because I am, you know, stressed out and then I'm depressed and I eat. But I'm trying to get back on track this week. And that's life. But I'm trying to really, you know, refocus my mind, my body, and my business to be as productive as possible. I want to be like the happiest person on the planet. But sometimes those days don't really happen. Let's just be honest. But I'm so excited for what I have planned for this show. I spent a lot of time putting together a brand new podcast for you guys. I have so much more content I want to share, but I really wanted this show to be about your personal and professional life and how I can help you upgrade them and up-level them and make them amazing, because they need to be. You're an amazing person, and I don't care if anybody tells you different, you are, and you have a lot to offer the world, and it's time that you do. So if you're not doing something already, write that shit down and make it happen. And if you need help, you can call me. But I just wanted to share and explain to you everything that's going on, explain to you what you are going to be listening to on future shows. And yeah, I'm like so fired up about what is to come with this show. I just want to be able to help more of you that are listening. I'm extremely grateful for you listening. There are now 47 countries. It could even be more. I haven't checked my stats in weeks, to be honest with you. If you want to chat live with me, make sure you're listening always on iHeartRadio, and we can chat during the episode. How cool is that? And if you're looking to get your brand onto a podcast of this nature, which is in 47 countries on every single podcasting platform, shoot me a DM on Facebook and Instagram. I'd love to chat. I want to make sure that my audience will absolutely appreciate what you have to offer. So let's chat about that. There are a bunch of podcast sponsorship spots. Commercials live forever, which is the amazing thing. It's a one-time investment. And I just want to be able to offer amazing products to my listeners. So that's what I'm looking for. But what I want to continue to offer is advice. You know, I'm not a medical professional. I'm not going to be talking about mental health all the time. I'm going to be talking about meal prepping and personal development and social media and podcasting and LinkedIn and how to converse online and just like so many different topics, as well as interviewing other amazing female entrepreneurs that you're going to be hearing from for the I Chose This Life series, which again is Wednesdays. My solo shows will be Friday. So you're going to be hearing two more shows this week, because I just needed to come on and record and share what you can expect, really, and what I'm going through, because this is the platform that I feel the most comfortable doing so. So, you know, I can't continue to do Facebook Lives when I cry or when I'm coughing. So thank you for listening to that. I can also record in my pajamas and my bandana and my glasses on and my cinnamon iced coffee that spilled while I was recording. So there's that. But thank you guys so much for listening. I truly appreciate all your messages, your emails, your comments, like everything regarding this show. If you follow me on social media at The Happy Workaholic, I have seen your messages. If I haven't responded, it's just healing time for me. But now it's time to get back to work, and I am thrilled that I'm able to do so. I'm excited that I have this platform to continue to share what's going on in my life so I can help you in yours. So stay tuned for some super positive stuff coming your way. And I think that's it. So I hope that you guys have a wonderful day, and I will talk to you again soon. Thank you so much for listening to today's show. If you liked this episode, please share it with someone who you feel needs to hear this message. And don't forget to tag me at The Happy Workaholic on Facebook and Instagram so I can feature you on my stories. And if you have 2 minutes and listening on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, I would love it if you could leave me a review. Those messages mean so much to us podcasters, and they really help me create more of the content that you'll love. Want to continue today's conversation? It's simple. Head to Facebook and search for the Happy Workaholic Network Facebook group. Answer the questions and you're in. For more information on myself, coaching programs, weekly newsletter, and more, visit thehappyworkaholic.com. The Happy Workaholic Podcast is part of the iHeartRadio Podcast Network. Be sure to follow the Happy Workaholic Podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. I hope that your day continues to be happy, healthy, positive, and productive, and I'll talk to you again soon.